It was all kids.
Yeah, it was like all kids. And
yeah.
And it was just, it's so different now. And I feel like, yeah, I don't know if you could have been an older musician back in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah. But I think the jazz musicians have kind of experienced this phenomenon already.
Yes, you know, oh, totally.
There was a time when that was, you know, strictly young people's music, and then it changed into something else when it was more for everybody. So,
yeah, really good point. You
know, yeah, they were ahead of the curve, yeah. Jazz people, yeah, but yeah. The rockers, it took a while.
Yeah.
It did. It did. Yeah. Oh, man.
I'm going to play Same Stars.
Aww.
You weren't gonna do that one,
no,
right?
No. Okay. That's so nice.
I'm gonna play that because it's a great song, and then we'll come back and play one more. But yeah, in Same Style, speaking of songs that are not exactly about a positive topic, but I think there's some positive stuff there at the end, right?
Thank you. I mean, yes, it's about my brother spending 11 years in prison, and thinking about him being separated from his young children, but. Yeah, he got out, and he's still alive, and he's with his kids down in Florida, and, you know, life goes on, hopefully, if you're lucky, so...
Yeah. Like you said, it's weathering the storms you gotta go through.
Yeah.
Same Stars, here we go.
Thank you.
Girl with a Hawk, Same Stars. 906, oh, I missed an ID. WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. It was off by a minute. They're not gonna kill me over there.
We'll let it slide this time.
Thanks for playing Same Stars.
Great tune. Great song.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. And you're gonna play another one live here?
Yeah, why not?
Fantastic.
Play another one for you. This is one of our first releases. Before we were on Red on Red, I guess maybe a year ago or something. It's called The Ones. It is, we're going to do it for you now. And all the friends I won't forget, but the ones who put me to the test know I love the best. Know I love the best. When some of my friends are gone, oh, and some. Well, they're like a ticking bomb. But the ones who know when I am lost, well, I lean on,
I lean on,
I lean on,
I lean on,
well, I lean on,
I lean on,
yeah, I lean on. Oh. The things that I've done wrong. You know the lovers that I stole or strung along. Oh, well, that was all on me. You know I made amends. I'm so glad we're friends. They're all the ones that I love. And the ones who wanted me, but I said, thank you, no. But the ones who stayed anyway, I lean on.
I lean on.
Yeah, I lean on. You won't be mad, baby. I promise you I won't be sad.
We'll go on.
Yeah.
think you got something there. Right?
The blues variation.
No, we love playing acoustic because you can hear the bones of the song.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, are the bones okay? I could play this around a campfire and I'd have a good time, you know?
Right, right. Yeah, I love the nuances of the acoustic sound that you don't get.
Yeah, you can really hear what's going on in the song and you can hear the words and...
Yeah. Back to the lyrics.
Right? Back you to the lyrics. This.
But then, one of the other days, turn it up to 10.
Turn it up to 10 and play 11. Through a lot of really loud amps. But yeah, I think you're right that the sound of acoustic, like even just hearing Richard play slide on the acoustic, it's just like it's so textured, it's so delicious, it's just different than. Yeah. I mean, I love slide on an electric guitar too, of course.
Right.
But it's just different.
Yeah, most people. Sometimes I'm surprised when people come in that are in, for lack of a better word, loud bands, and they're like, yeah, we love doing acoustic, so they cross the bridge over to it, yeah.
Well, Richard was saying earlier that, like, one of our dreams is to have long enough sets where you can pick up
mini.
Different guitars, or you could do a mini, you know, acoustic set in the middle, or I could have two guitars on stage and have time to do a couple of numbers with an acoustic guitar, that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, I think we're going to be doing a little bit of this stuff later this year. I don't have anything set in stone yet, but we're going to do a few little experiments, I think, with acoustics, so... We'll let people know when that happens.
For sure.
That'll be cool. Yeah. So, speaking of shows, you're lined up.
You're so good. You're such a good...
Now that we're into the show
such
thing.
Such a good interview, man.
I don't have many skills. Like, I can't play a damn thing. So.
Yeah, but you're...
I need something.
You're very smart.
And some people...
And you're a big fan.
I am a big fan. I know what I can do. I am a fan. And I do play a lot of music by you guys. But a lot of people ask me to MC shows. And I'm like, that's not my thing.
I understand.
Oh, you'd be great, though.
I don't think I would. No. But,
come on.
Like, you know, Lou's great at it because he's very, like, you know, I'm not a rah-rah guy.
Yeah. You're more
I'm more of a meat potatoes. I'm more, I'll talk to you and I'll play you mute, but I'm not going to.
Hey, I can relate, you know.
Right?
I like your style.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like your style. Oh, my God. Speaking of a rah-rah person, we played with Mach Bell last weekend.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
I know.
My God. Okay, I literally felt like I went to rock school. I just have to give him a shout out because he was so unbelievable at working the crowd.
Yeah, I saw some clips.
He was phenomenal. He just has it completely still, completely intact. It was like seeing Mick Jagger, anybody like that up close.
Yeah.
So good, so good.
Yeah, I know people. Like I never knew him. Was it Thunder Train? His
I didn't know of that.
But people I know that have been around again, like me, a long time, like they rave about that band. Like they're like almost like I would talk about like the neighborhoods and the like they were like they got them into it, the local thing back then.
Yes.
And he had a serious health issue.
He had
Mac
an open
Bell.
Heart surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a month ago.
Yeah. At one point he was like. Pulling his shirt open, and he was like, they cut me open, and they couldn't keep me down.
Oh,
and I was like, you're my hero.
I'm going to have to try that
love
someday.
You. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
He's
like,
had open heart surgery.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
I'm not showing you guys.
Not a month ago, though, right?
No.
No, not a month ago.
This guy's like...
I know, he was insane. I loved him so much.
The claws,
but Eric
the claws
Law turned
really
me on
good,
to him,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Claws were awesome. Yeah.
Sort of reincarnation of 72 Stones.
So good.
Yeah, we get to play with a lot of really good people.
Yeah, that was one of those shows that I talked to Linda about this when she was on last time. There's so many shows going around, and
can't do it all, man.
And I have so many people that
want me to
go to their shows, so it's hard. And sometimes I usually write them down, and in my back of my head, I had Claws because again, I heard good stuff and. I blanked on it, but they were great too. Yeah,
they were great too, and such nice guys. One thing that we've noticed at our shows, or just shows in general, fans stick around. They listen to each other. They support each other. You know, Mock was right up front. The Claws were right up front. We stayed right up front for them. You know, just trying to create energy in the room and be enthusiastic and be excited that we get to still do this. When with COVID, we didn't know if we were gonna ever have live music again.
And the Claws, younger guys, middle guys. How old are those dudes?
Oh God,
they're not like 20.
There was a range, but they're not 20. Oh God, no, they're not.
They're not like the shop class.
They're not. No, they're not babies. Oh, my God. I got to see them, too. They were so cute.
Weren't they great?
I loved them.
They were great.
I loved them. I drove down with Bootleg Dan to see them and Chelsea Curve at the Parlor.
For those who don't know, the Shop Class are from the UK, and they're we were talking earlier about young kids playing rock and roll. They're a perfect example of it. I would guess they're like 20.
They're like 19 and 20 and 21 because I met their parents. Their parents are on the road with them, and they were so damn cute.
The parents are 20 years younger than me.
Oh, easily. I was like, I am so much younger than kids. Than you.
No, I think you're okay with damn. Right? I think you can.
Yeah. Can I say damn?
I think so.
Oh, okay. I just said it again.
So. Oh, yeah.
Let's say it again.
Yeah, no, there's only kidding. You can go with that. You can go with that.
No, but Skybar, I just want to say, everyone loves to see you in the room because it's like a mark of respect.
Oh, stop.
When you're in the room. Seriously, everyone, like, everything becomes very, like, elevated. Yeah. But I say that and say you can't make it to every single show. So somehow we must learn to live with the fact that you may not be at our shows sometimes.
And I get a puppy, so sometimes.
Plus, it was bucketing rain
the puppy
Saturday
next
night.
Time.
That's right. I should bring the puppy. Give it. It was. That's right. The weather was dreadful.
It was dreadful. We were just laughing, loading out. Like, yeah, here we are. Back in this. That's what we do.
Yeah, I don't think I ended up going nowhere that night because I'm rambling now, but I'm going to ramble for one more minute.
Ramble.
I had a barbecue at my house that day for my brother-in-law's birthday, and so I was cooking burgers and dogs and all that late, and it was,
exhausting.
I'm not going to make it to anything.
Understood.
So
you're allowed to stay in.
It worked out.
I do that too.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you want to plug any show?
Oh, you're so sweet. Yes, we got it. We always digress.
I know. With me, you do.
It's so much fun, though. Yes, our next show is, well, we're doing Live Day here on June 3rd. So excited.
I'll be here in the morning.
9:30 in the morning. So anyone who's up, grab your coffee and tune in. And then we're going to do an acoustic set for that. But then our next show is Saturday, June 24th at the C-Note in Hall. I'm so excited. I have not played there.
I haven't been there either.
Beach party. And that's
is that a
with,
big bill? Usually there's like six bands, just a few years.
No, it's just three. I try not to do bills that are not more than three bands. I do not want to play 20 minutes. Like, unless I'm at a festival or something. But with this band, the Night Callers, who are also very cool. And then I forget who else is on that bill. I need to find out.
You're there.
We're there.
All right.
Thank you, Skybar. Thank you for having us on.
Thanks very much, man. Skybar.
Always,
you're the best.
It's always my pleasure to have people on. Because you guys are the other ones that make it happen. I'm just sitting here playing tunes.
Thank you.
And I'm gonna play Patti Smith.
Yes, okay, perfect. Yeah. Good night, everybody. Thanks
night,
for listening.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.
All right. Patti Smith.
Soon.
This is a rarity. Come, you're the only one.
likes to watch. Watch the way things are. She likes to sing. Sing most every day. And when she gets there, it's okay. Just the way things are today. And I don't know why they love her so. Is it the way she works? She never has to work that hard. And even the lights are letting me go. She's not complaining. To watch the way things are. She likes to sing, sing most every day. And when she gets there, it's okay. It's just the way things are today. Now I know why they love her so. Is it the way? Complaining, I don't know. And even
WMFR in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar, here till 10. Just heard Gene Dante with High Time. Before that, the Death Valley Girls, a song called Sunday, off their latest Islands in the Sky. Patti Smith with April Fool, and the Answer Man with No Complaints off a Black Light poster. Got about a half hour to go. This is one from Jeremy and the Harlequins.
My name, I've been keep on walking the walk.
I describe it for people is my dad shot himself and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't because I thought I could call him later that week.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
All right, playing a lot of stuff there. That was the Amplifier Heads, new single by them called When We Go Home Again. Stiff Richards was Strung Out. The Rockets with a Z, that's spelled. I'll See You Again Someday. Jeremy and the Harlequins with No One Cares. It's 9:45, about 15 minutes left. Gonna play something now by a band that's no longer active, but I saw them once or twice when they were, and I liked them quite a bit. They were called the Orwells.
You better hide your guns. body's shaking and the girl is on the floor. We died to live.
All right, that was Volbeat with Die to Live featuring Neil Fallon, Tiger Army with World Without the Moon, and the Orwells with Who Needs You. WMFO in Medford, you've been listening to Rising with Skybar. I want to thank once again Linda and Richard from Girl with a Hawk for coming in and playing a couple of tunes live and playing their new single, The Romantic. But I'm out of here for now. We'll see you next week, when we'll have another guest in. So I'll post about that later on as the week goes along. Thanks for putting up with my scratchy voice tonight. Leave you with a new single by The High End. Thanks for listening. Once again, WMFO in Medford, Rising with Skybar.
get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove.